With the start of school Tuesday, local public health officials are taking the opportunity to remind the community about vaccines. Tetanus, whooping cough, and measles are all common in children this time of year, per Wellington Dufferin Guelph Public Health Associate Medical Officer Matthew Tenenbaum. He added many kids are behind on vaccinations due to the disruption of the pandemic and says the region would be well served by having these kids all caught up.
And that means they are unprotected or incompletely protected against these infections. And unfortunately, we do still see these infectious diseases like pertussis, whooping cough, pop up from time to time. And we know that if we have more people who have completed their recommended immunizations, that's going to give them more protection as individuals and also help reduce the risk of those things transmitting in their community.
Influenza is one of the key vaccinations, according to Tenenbaum. He says it is more of an impactful illness than it gets credit for.
People can and do go to hospital with influenza. They can and do sometimes, unfortunately, die with flu. And that's particularly risky for people who are very young or very old, who have certain medical risk factors. And even if we're not in those higher risk groups, because we all interact with one another, if we have our flu shots, we're going to help protect ourselves and those around us.
Tenenbaum added WDG Public Health is well prepared for flu season after observing it in the Southern Hemisphere. He reminds the public getting recommended flu and COVID shots every fall moving forward is something we can and should do to protect ourselves and the community. Reporting for the Grand at 101, I'm Riley Gillespie-Wilson.